So you're involved in a relationship with a narcissist. And to say the very least, life is really hard right now. Are you tired of the mean looks, the insults, the painful gaslighting and manipulation? Is someone's narcissistic behavior giving you a really good reason to finally just say you've had enough? If you've ever had a friend, a family member, or a coworker who is a narcissist or who might suffer from narcissistic personality disorder, the chances that you have been a victim of gaslighting are pretty close to 100%. Gaslighting is a certain manipulation technique that they're going to use on you to get what they want. Now, in case you're new around here, I'm going to really quickly kind of define the term gaslighting for you and give you a little background on it. So gaslighting is officially a pervasive and highly effective tactic meant to manipulate you by psychological means into questioning your own sanity. In other words, it's an ongoing form of manipulation that causes you to doubt what you see, what you hear, and experience. In fact, it causes you to doubt your own perception of the world around you and what's happening to you. Like I said, it's often used by toxic narcissists, and it's sort of a type of brainwashing that can cause you to eventually lose your entire sense of self. Repeatedly experiencing gaslighting can destroy your self-worth, and it's going to cause you to question reality in general. We all know that we can't change a narcissist, but what some of us might not know is that we can affect the way they affect us. We can protect ourselves from the inevitable havoc they wreak on our lives. So do you want to learn how to outsmart a narcissist? Would you like it if I explained to you exactly how to sort of play their game and how you can beat them at it? We'll get to that. But before we do, let me ask you a question. Have you ever noticed how narcissists seem to care just as much about the way you behave in your relationship as they do about how other people perceive them outside the relationship? And yet they seem to think that whatever they do or say is okay, and they don't have any regard for how you feel. They do whatever suits them best in the moment. In your relationship, is or was the narcissist always the one to call all the shots, whether directly or indirectly? Now, when I say directly, I mean literally by kind of setting the rules in stone around the house, or indirectly by just manipulating every situation to their advantage, or making you feel guilty, or whatever tactic they choose to go with. It's all about manipulating the situation, manipulating you in the situation. One of the biggest problems that we have as survivors of narcissistic abuse and people who have been involved with narcissists is that we have a huge well of hope in our lives. Well, at least during the relationship. We hope the narcissist will get better. We hope that we can help them. We hope that they will change, but I've never seen it happen. And if your narcissistic person is willing to get into therapy and do all the work, maybe it could happen. But again, never seen it happen. So inside the relationship, the narcissist has probably been very controlling, to say the very least. And very often in every single aspect of the relationship and, in fact, your life. At least that was my experience. How about you? In your experience, does it seem to be pretty much always about the narcissist? Yeah? Well, then let me ask you another question. When you're around people who don't know the narcissist as well as you do, do they sometimes see them as a really generous or kind or fun to be around kind of person? Even selfless? That's kind of what I like to call the narcissistic conundrum. Sort of their secret sauce. That's the dual personality thing. You'll notice the narcissist seems to be one person at home and another person out in public, especially around outsiders or people whose opinion they do value. Narcissists are those people who seem to be nicer to strangers than they are to the people closest to them. Does that sound familiar to you? I'm sure, though, as one of their potentially primary sources of narcissistic supply, you probably already do know that. And you probably also know that their generosity tends to come with strings attached. And then there's the fact that you can pretty much always count on a narcissist to explode when anything's wrong in their little world. Then there are the covert narcissist types who will often, they'll just shut down and just force you to kind of flail around and wonder, what did I do now? What did I do wrong this time? Of course, that kind of narcissist might not even speak to you for days or weeks afterward, giving you the good old silent treatment. It can be really hard to detect gaslighting from outside of your relationship because it's insidious and it's oddly subtle and quite emotionally and psychologically debilitating when it's happening to you. During gaslighting, the toxic person will make certain declarations, certain allegations, which are usually based on deliberate untruths and quite intentionally done. Now, if someone is gaslighting you, they might use something like your prized possessions or the people you love and care about as ammunition. But nothing is off limits here. They're going to come after your parenting, your personal hygiene, even your career. The thing is that gaslighters make you feel crazy because, and I want you to listen closely here, because they act like your reactions to their abuse are not rational. While the signs you're being gaslighted might seem obvious, it's not really how it works. The fact is that when you're being manipulated by a narcissist, you can't always see the proverbial forest for the trees. And when a narcissist manipulates you, you can't see it from the outside of the relationship because it's very subtle. So if you start to think you're a little crazy, which of course is what the end goal of the whole gaslighting technique is, or even like you feel like you're thinking I'm dealing with a narcissist and I want to recognize this stuff as it happens, you need to know that understanding the signs of gaslighting can really be the first step to making your life just a little bit better. That's because when you're aware of the behaviors that cause the narcissist to engage in gaslighting, you can react differently and you can change the course of the outcome. Plus, this gives you the option to sort of look at it like a scientist, like I always say, as in look at it logically and not emotionally. For me, that was one of the most important things I learned in my own recovery. I needed to be able to sort of somehow categorize and label the behaviors on a logical level. It helped take the sting out of it for me. Once I understood that on that level, well, then I could go back and I could figure out how my emotions had been affected. And at that point, then I could connect the emotions and the facts and kind of move forward in a healthier way. It is my goal to help you do the same thing, maybe with a little less stress. So let's dig in a little bit here, and we're gonna talk about the top 10 signs that you might be dealing with gaslighting in your own relationship. Number one, your fears are used against you. Narcissists can be very charming, at least when they wanna be. A lot of times they're gonna listen to every word you have to say and they're gonna file away any vulnerabilities you reveal for later use. And this is especially gonna be true early in the relationship where they're gonna spend a lot of time trying to figure out who you are, and it's gonna feel really awesome to you at the time, but later it's gonna come back and bite you. They will also do this throughout the relationship. For example, let's say you told the narcissist that you felt insecure about your weight. Well, in that case, the narcissist might later make discreet pokes at you about that. Or if you're in a romantic relationship, they might make comments about other people who are thinner than you. In any case, the narcissist is out to feel better than you and to make you doubt yourself at the same time. So they have an ultimate goal, and that is, as I said, to make you doubt yourself. So you become what? More dependent on the narcissist. That brings me to number two. You don't know your own mind anymore. Some narcissists are going to claim that they know what you or other people are thinking. If you actually deny that you're thinking the way they say you're thinking, the narcissist might say you're lying. And in some cases, they might even accuse you of lying to yourself. See, because of course, as narcissists, they can't possibly be wrong, so that must be the case. That brings me to number three, you don't know what's normal anymore. Listen, if you're regularly being told that things are normal when deep down you know for sure that they're not, you're probably getting gaslighted. For example, let's say your toxic boss says to you, hey, can you just lie to that client about the safety of that item so we don't have to give them a refund or whatever? Well, when you refuse, you might be told that all employees lie on behalf of their employers, and if you don't want to be a team player, maybe you need to go find a new job. That brings me to number four, you're diagnosed with major issues. That's because when a narcissist is lying to or manipulating you and they're not getting their way, what are they going to do? They're going to turn up that intensity by questioning your sanity. They might call you paranoid or stressed out or too sensitive or even hormonal. They might tell you that you need therapy or you need medicine or whatever to get through it. Again, it's all about them being in control. See, the narcissist is going to do or say anything they can to stay on top of the game. That brings me to number five, you start to doubt your own beliefs, your experiences, and your perceptions. Listen, if you're being told that what you know to be true is just not real, there's a problem. For example, let's say your narcissist mother tells you that your significant other is a loser and you need to dump them. Well, after a while, you might start to notice little things around the edges and you might start to believe it. And then you might end up sabotaging your relationship because you start to question your own judgment thanks to the regular conditioning that you got from your mother. That brings me to number six. You can't remember anything anymore. The narcissist is infamous for selective memory. So they're going to deny that they said something that upset you, especially if you confront them on it, sometimes right in the same moment. Or maybe they're going to promise to do something and later tell you that they never made that promise. I never said that. They might also use creative language to downplay their behavior and pretend like your reaction was totally out of line. And number seven, you might lie to keep the peace. By nature, you're not a liar, and in general, you are pretty honest in your life. But because of the extreme stress caused each time you anger or upset the narcissist, you might find yourself at least bending the truth a little in order to avoid the reaction of the narcissist that is sure to follow any discussion or situation that is against the narcissist's little rules. That brings me to number eight. You stop trying to be heard. As humans, we are programmed to share our experiences and our thoughts with the people in our lives. But when you are dealing with a narcissist and there are signs that you're being gaslighted, you might notice that you eventually kind of give up. You stop talking about yourself around the narcissist, and depending on the depth of your relationship with this person, you might even stop talking about yourself altogether. You might even forget how to talk about yourself. And you'll notice that because one day when someone asks you a question about yourself, you don't even know what to say. You forgot who you were. Sadly, that brings me to number 9. You start thinking maybe you really are the crazy one. The intensity of a narcissist manipulation tactics can really get to you. And when you are out there looking for a solution or just any way to end the argument or disagreement, you might find yourself convinced that the narcissist is right and that there might really be things you could be doing better. And maybe you start to think that maybe the narcissist's behavior was a logical reaction to your mistakes. You ask yourself, am I really the one who owes them an apology? And then you apologize anyway, because that's the easiest thing to do. And when the narcissist, if the narcissist accepts your apology, they'll only do so long enough to hold on to it so they can throw it back in your face later. Which brings me to number 10, you're emotionally exhausted. As a narcissist wears you down, you're going to become depressed and anxious. You're going to be stressed out. You're going to always question yourself, and you're going to start to feel really hopeless. If you're in this situation, you might feel exhausted from the roller coaster ride you've been on with this narcissist. You might even think that you're just a little oversensitive, but that's because the narcissist is subjecting you to these tactics. You probably feel a little confused, and you start to think you're kind of out of it. You're disoriented. And thanks to all of those references to your paranoia and memory issues or whatever, you might find yourself seeking help for depression rather than the actual issue, the gaslighting narcissist in your life. So how do you play the game? What are the rules of toxic narcissism? How do you outsmart a narcissist? The apparent objective of the game, it's all about self-preservation, but there's a twist. There always is, right? The twist is you've got to discover the tipping point between self-preservation and self-destruction, at least when it comes to this game. If you focus too much on self-preservation, you may find yourself exhibiting certain classic narcissistic traits, behaviors. But if you focus too little on it, you'll find yourself becoming a typical narcissistic abuse victim. Notice I didn't say survivor or thriver there. During the course of a relationship with a narcissist, especially a toxic one, you're gonna find yourself sort of sliding back and forth between those two extremes. So the actual objective of a narcissist's game then is to keep spinning, to stay on that little track and inside of the narcissist's little harem, group of people that admire and give supply to the narcissist, to just keep the game going. That's the object. Another super fun fact about narcissists is that they like to play both sides of that game. That means that one day they might play the victim. Who needs rescuing? You know, damsel in distress stuff or the poor me thing. While the next day, they might decide that, hey, today I'm going to be the superhero. I'm going to be on center stage because I'm going to save somebody. I'm going to be the savior. All right, let's talk about the players now. So you know that your role in the narcissist game is completely fluid. Sometimes you're going to be the victim who needs to be rescued. And when the narcissist wants to be rescued, well, you'll be the hero. Unless, of course, you're in trouble that day, in which case you'll be nothing but crap on the bottom of the shoe of the narcissist. Either way though, don't try to steal their spotlight because they never enjoy that. They don't like it one bit. And then again, of course, there are the times that the narcissist will feel some innate need to sort of just crush somebody's soul. Guess what, my friend? Unfortunately, that would also be your role here, the crushy. But there's one rule that overpowers all the other rules in the game of toxic narcissism. No matter what, you got to keep the game going. It's absolutely necessary for both parties to participate if one of you, the narcissist, is going to win in the end. Oh yeah, that's the last rule. You will not win. You can't win. Because even if by all logical standards and opinions, you are the clear-cut winner, the narcissist will never ever acknowledge it, will never admit it, will never encourage you to discuss it. They will instead find literally any reason to place the fault completely and squarely on you or someone else. And then they'll work to artificially inflate their own ego because it's so fragile. The object of the game is to keep going. Keep the game going. The biggest rule of the game is that both parties must keep playing, keep participating in the drama and the BS and all the gaslighting stuff. And then the other rule is that you cannot win the game. It has to be the narcissist who wins the game. Let me ask you something. Why are we playing this game? Do you know? Even when you leave a narcissistic relationship, the after effects can stay with you for years. And that's especially true when you're co-parenting or dealing with a narcissist in business or some other way that you can't go no contact with them for whatever reason. But if you're going to figure out how exactly to disarm a narcissist, to neutralize them, to stop them from constantly manipulating and abusing you, the first thing you have to be is super prepared. And you have to be preloaded, let's say. You have to know ahead of time exactly what you're going to say and what you're going to do. when these things come up. So let's talk about it. The first thing you want to do is use the Grey Rock method. That just means to disengage with the narcissist. Don't let them affect you emotionally in any way, even though that's going to be a little difficult. With practice, you can get there. The idea of it is that you use this in order to encourage the narcissist to kind of lose interest in you. And what that means is that as you're going through the process of being gaslighted, rather than reacting the way you might normally react when they say twist a fact or name call or mess with your head, you recognize what they're doing as gaslighting, and then you don't respond or react to it at all. You simply go, oh, that's interesting. So if normally you would scream and act crazy, or you would cry, or you would throw things, don't do any of those things anymore. Just go, oh, okay, I see you. Or nothing. You can say nothing. Now, you're not trying to avoid contact with this person, but anytime they're coming at you with some manipulation or some name calling or games or anything like that, you don't give them what they want, which is your emotional energy. Because in some ways, these people are kind of like vampires when it comes to emotional energy. They want what you got. They want all of it because they need it to survive. It's called narcissistic supply. If you're going through gaslighting, the best answer is to end the relationship and get away from that person. If you cannot do that, the next best thing you can do is Grey Rock method. Try it. It works.
Remember that you can only control yourself and act from that perspective. Don't pretend to believe a narcissist's lies. Don't take the bait when they try to engage you in an argument or any other sort of drama. Just don't engage with them. The next thing you want to do is make sure you set boundaries, and when the narcissist inevitably steps on them, make sure you're prepared to stand firmly behind them. Immediately warn the narcissist the moment that they step over that boundary. Explain to them exactly what you're going to do if they continue to cross it. But if you're going to enact any sort of consequence or denial of attention, you must be willing to do so. You can't threaten the narcissist and not follow through, because immediately they will know that that's your MO. It's okay if you've done that in the past. It's pretty common. Don't beat yourself up for it, but it's time to make a change now. So from today on, if you say you're going to do something, then do it, even when it feels uncomfortable. The next thing you need to do is stop apologizing to the narcissist for things you didn't do. And I know it kind of becomes automatic. You know, they scream and yell at you for no reason, and before you even hear what they said, half the time you're going, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You don't have to do that anymore. Stop apologizing unless you mean it. Because what a narcissist hears when you apologize is, oh, yep, I was right all along. Yep, you were wrong. Thanks for acknowledging that, even when half the time they don't accept your apology anyway. Apologizing to a narcissist in order to get them to back down or to reason with them, a waste of your energy and your time. Don't bother. It will backfire. The next thing you have to do is accept who they are. Accept the narcissist's limitations. So whenever you have to deal with them, understand what they cannot do. That is, they cannot be real or empathetic or offer any concern for your actual well-being or anything like that. Know what it is that you have to deal with when you're dealing with them, whatever your outcome needs to be. Don't let them convince you otherwise. If you need something, you need them to sign a paper, or you need them to take your kid to the doctor or whatever it is, go in and understand that's what you're going in for and explain it to them. Go into the conversation knowing that's what you need to do. That's the goal that you have to accomplish. Don't let them make excuses. Don't fall into your old habits of kind of coddling them or bending beyond your comfort level just to reach a compromise or to get where you're trying to go, because if you do that, it will just keep going forever and ever. Since you're stuck dealing with this person for whatever reason, yes, you do have to deal with their shortcomings, but no, you don't have to let them cross your boundaries. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do for that person unless you're legally required to do so. Believe me, I know all of this is easier said than done, but sometimes it helps to hear it. And like I tell you all the time, the final thing to remember here is that no matter what, you definitely will not change the narcissist, so just accept that that's the truth. If by some miracle the narcissist manages to change and become a whole different person, call me, let me know, I'm interested. But I've never seen it happen. Not for long anyway. I've definitely seen narcissists exhibit behavior changes temporarily in an effort to keep a supply around or prevent one from leaving, but I've never seen any long-term, real, deep-seated change. There's a reason for that. So let's talk about a few different phrases that you can use to actually neutralize a narcissist or shut a narcissist down. Remember, you're going to have to be strong here and willing to stand your ground, but these phrases or some version of them will work or help to neutralize the narcissist or stop them in their tracks during their attempts at manipulation. Number one, I'm not sure about that. Can you prove it? Or, I don't believe you. If you make a point of questioning what a narcissist is saying, especially when you're pretty sure they're full of it, they will learn quickly that you're not someone they can tell stories and lies to. That will shut them down. If that doesn't work, ask for their source, like I mentioned in a previous video. Number two, remind the narcissist that they're not better than anyone else and no one's better than them. It might slow them down a little bit. The fact of the matter is narcissists don't like to believe that anyone is as good as them and certainly not better. But it helps to kind of remind them that, hey, you know what, even though maybe you're more skilled than some people in certain areas or more attractive or whatever, you're not better than anyone. The fact is that it's normal and it's acceptable for humans to be really good at some stuff and not good at other stuff. That's how human nature works. Everybody has their areas of genius. But reminding a narcissist of this doesn't usually go well. But it certainly will kind of disarm them and surprise them, especially if you've never said anything like that before. Narcissists are always trying to make people think they're smarter or better or think more intelligently or in some way superior to other people. Interestingly enough, I've actually had more than one narcissist say to me, well, I am better than other people. That's kind of funny if you think about it. And a little sad. Number three, I am not afraid of you. Telling a narcissist that you're not afraid of them will surprise them, slow them down, and neutralize them in many cases. See, narcissists are deeply insecure, even though you can't usually see that on the outside unless you're dealing with a covert narcissist. But what a narcissist wants is for you to be as or more insecure as them, because then they can kind of control you a little better. They can use your weaknesses against you in order to keep you in check. And they can talk about all the things that you're insecure about to make you feel bad about yourself and inferior to them. But refusing to accept that, refusing to accept those attacks and those beatdowns, as it were, it'll show them that you're not scared, that you're not bothered by them, that they're not getting to you. They don't know how to handle you if they can't intimidate you. And that, my friend, is yet another way that you can neutralize them and kind of stop them in their tracks, kind of shut them down. Number four, don't change the subject. Why would you tell a narcissist to not change the subject? Well, because in many cases, the first thing a narcissist does when they're found out, when they're caught doing something they're not supposed to do, is they jump down your throat, they deflect. They might do this in a simple way. Like, for example, maybe you come home and you say, hey, did you take all the rest of the money out of the bank account? And then they, you know, maybe admit it or not, and then suddenly they're very concerned about why the trash hasn't been taken out in 2 days, and they're freaking out because that's your job and you should have taken out the trash, and what's wrong with you anyway? Eventually, you end up apologizing to them and you find yourself wishing you didn't even ask about the bank account money. Well, now's the time to stop that. If you want to shut down the narcissist, refuse to change the subject. So, for example, if you're asking about the money, where did you, you know, why did you take all the money out of the bank account? What did you do with the money? Then when they start the trash thing, you say, no, don't change the subject here. Why did you take the money? And refuse to let go. That will disarm them and shut them down very quickly. They might walk away from you. And if you ask me, that's not such a bad thing. But be prepared. Number five, you can say the magic word to neutralize a narcissist, and that is nope, or no, nuh-uh, no way, can't do it, not gonna work for me, not gonna do it, no, can't happen, not gonna hear it, not gonna see it, whatever. You already know that the narcissist always wants you to say yes to them for everything. The narcissist never wants to hear the word no. They always want you to say yes. Yes, I will accept your psychological abuse. Yes, I will put up with all the crap you throw my way. Sure, I don't mind at all if you act like an entitled jerk for the rest of my life. By all means. They also want you to think exactly like they think. See, because on some level, having you think what they think and agree with everything they ask you for, well, that's another way they control you. That makes them think they have power over you and everybody else. But when you say no to a narcissist, it completely neutralizes them. If you refuse to agree with them, you kind of pull yourself back from their thoughts and ideas and, I don't know, develop some of your own. Well, it not only takes away from the image in the narcissist's mind that they have of us or the box they've drawn for us, we kind of step outside that box, but it will cause them to get very angry. And that's, of course, because they actually believe in that moment that you are ignorant and you can't possibly see reality for what it is. The only problem there, of course, is that reality for a narcissist is, well, it's a lot different than it is for everyone else. Narcissists kind of live in their own little fantasy world. Bottom line, a narcissist wants to get away with anything they can. They want to control you and manipulate you at all costs. If they know they're wrong, they're going to try to change the subject. They're going to try to flip things around and make it your fault. They don't want to let you know that you're right, ever. Narcissists are very skilled manipulators, and they aren't worth your energy or your time. But I know, we can't always just walk right away. In the meantime, try the tips I gave you today. Train yourself to recognize when a narcissist is just playing games with you, manipulating you or trying to confuse you. Stay focused on what matters. Stay focused on what you can control. Remember that you deserve so much better than this. Don't let the narcissist manipulate you. When the narcissist begins to recognize that they can't manipulate you anymore, they will start to lose interest in you over time, maybe fast. Be prepared for that. Know what's going to come next. Neutralizing a narcissist is not easy. It requires a lot of discomfort at first, and it requires you to be really, really strong. But if you take the time and the focus to learn how to do it, they will no longer be able to manipulate you. Narcissists don't love themselves, and they don't love you. And they will do whatever they can to sort of take you down with them in their own little fiery HE double hockey sticks. Don't give the narcissist the pleasure of willingly stepping into that trap anymore. Remember, you're important, you matter, your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your ideas are real and valid and worth having. You are worth loving. Don't allow a narcissist to convince you otherwise. Please don't forget.
All of that to say this, there's one actual solution to outsmarting a narcissist. And that is to not only live well, but to live well despite the fact that the narcissist has been in your life. I could teach you how to manipulate the narcissist. I've done it in previous videos. I won't link out to it here because some people didn't like it when I did that. But it's not about manipulating the narcissist. It's not about being better than the narcissist. It's about recognizing your own value. And you are so valuable that you should not even waste one more minute of your time, one more bit of your energy trying to figure this person out. The narcissist is broken. You have a chance to change your life by stepping back and away from the narcissist. And you have the opportunity to have the best possible life, the one that you choose and create for yourself. That's how you outsmart the narcissist. You leave and you begin again. Now this brings me to the question of the day. The question of the day is, did you recognize any of the signs of gaslighting that I explained in this video today? Do you see it as part of your reality? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Now, if you have thoughts or advice that might help another survivor here, please comment them below so that our community can continue to heal together. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right here and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.